Hey, I've been telling you about Nacho Mamas for some time now. I love these nachos. I've eaten these nachos. They are the best nachos going today. And if you don't believe me after all this time, listen to what my friend Max has to say.
I'm here to hereby declare that Nacho Mamas nachos are the best nachos on the planet. I got the cheeseburger nachos, which are delicious. Also, my hair and beard are amazing. And then the wife got
Aloha
nachos, and they are also incredible. And they have pineapple on it. Crazy. Anyway, go support Nacho Mamas. They're incredible.
Oh, yeah. Best nachos on the planet. Take it from the man, Max himself.
I'm really honored.
And we're back on the Bigfoot Pro Wrestling Podcast with Podcast Guy.
We are leaving the station! L Train, take us out!
Be talking to some of the fans up in the Pacific Northwest.
Lyle, thanks for having me, man.
This is the L Train. Let's leave the station.
Pretty good, darling. Pretty good.
The Bash Brothers.
Your demigod of death. Buy my shit.
Yo! We're the Boros Twins.
They know me by PCO.
I've got my Chinese food and some cheesecake, and I'm gonna go pig out
to the horse.
Freaking me out, man.
Freaking me out, yo.
Hey, the L Train, we're back for another great one as usual. And this week I got some folks have been here once before. They were about to probably be the next Without a Cause Tag Team Champions, man. Sebastian Wolf, Miles DeVille, State of Emergency, man. How are you guys doing?
That was a great intro. Accurate. I'm doing good.
Yeah, very accurate on the intro. Doing as well as we can be.
Well, I figure I better correct myself, you know, otherwise the next time I saw you guys, you know, I might be getting producer robbed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't want that producer Rob treatment.
No, man. I'd rather have the other side of that. But, man, thanks for coming on today. We've been trying to hook this up for a while. I've had to do a lot of rescheduling lately, so I very much appreciate you guys. So what's going on with your day today? Is it nice out where you guys are up there?
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice out right now, so might go out for a run.
Yeah, it's like summertime already, it feels like, out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm just going to do some yard work and just finished a workout.
Getting that workout in the gym?
Yeah, well, the garage.
The garage gym. They haven't
the
opened
garage gym.
They haven't opened up any of the gyms or anything back up there yet, huh?
No.
I think they're about to start opening that stuff down here.
Really?
On a little bit of a... I don't know about the gyms. I think some of them were getting ready to open maybe next week or the week after. I can't remember now. There's so many different rules and, you know, all the stuff changes each and every day. So, you never know one day to another.
Yeah, I think it's still going to be a bit for us.
Yeah, I think we're just going to be opening up, like, hair salons and massage therapy and that kind of stuff this week.
Right.
And then it just, play it day by day, like everyone else.
Yeah, I had my 6 weeks off, and I work in healthcare, so they called me back last week. So I ended up putting in a full week and some, and then so that was kind of weird to be back after all that. But my place is doing a really good job, man. You got to get screened to come in. You have to wear a mask. We're all wearing masks, so I feel pretty good about it. But it was still nice having that 6 weeks off, getting all that government money. I made more a week than I would have worked.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I hear you. That's good. Glad they're taking the right steps.
So what do you guys been doing to kind of, you know, pass the time up there? Like you said, you can't go nowhere, can't do anything. It's basically, you know, TV, hanging out at the house, like maybe say get some walks and stuff. What do you guys been doing? You getting into kind of a routine daily, or just kind of calling it by day?
It's basically like a routine for me at this point. I just wake up, I usually do yoga and then work out, and then the rest of the day is just kind of whatever. I might go grab some beers or just watch some wrestling or end up playing video games. It's kind of my daily routine, I guess.
Yeah, for me, I just day by day. I try to have a routine, but it just depends how I feel that day. Usually I'll try to get my workouts done, like Miles said, in the morning. It just kind of sets the tone. Definitely been doing a lot more yoga with the gyms closed. And then, getting some garage workouts in. Been watching a lot of online seminars and like training videos from other wrestlers.
Yeah, same here. Those have been awesome.
A lot of guys out there who are offering like online seminars, or you know, Sin Bodhi has his Facebook group that he opened up to everyone, and yeah, that's been really awesome.
So you guys been binging on any certain like TV shows other than the things you were just talking about? Like, is there any, like, you know, Sons of Anarchy have been on? I'm in sixth season right now. I finished Rescue Me, and we're on a couple of. We started rewatching Breaking Bad.
I'm like in the exact same boat, because I'd never seen Sons of Anarchy, and it's a show I always wanted to watch. So it's like, okay, I'm gonna start watching Sons of Anarchy from start to beginning. I finished the whole show in like a month and a half, and then yeah, I was thinking about watching Breaking Bad again because that's one of my all-time favorite shows. So
other than
that, wrestling.
I've been running through Lost.
Oh wow.
You heard of that?
Oh yeah, I watched that whole thing. And how far are you into it?
I'm on the last season.
You're on the last season. Did you see it before?
Yeah, I watched it when it originally came out, but I was like my teenagers. So yeah, it's been a few years, and then the girlfriend's never seen it, so we've been watching that, and yeah, pretty much just that.
Well, I was a big fan of Lost until like about three seasons in, and you kept getting this, waiting for this something to happen. It just kind of never did. They just kind of kept pulling you along. It was like, you know, you're seeing all these weird things, and it was never explained sometimes, and then
a lot of twists that kind of just go unanswered, so it's interesting, but decent show. I mean, it's definitely not Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, no, that's a whole different type of piece there, man. But that ending on Lost was something I didn't expect it, even though I heard now that certain people did, like, after the first season, they're like, oh, this is what's going to happen. But I never saw that coming, did you?
I kind of vaguely remember it, but I kind of don't. So I'm not 100% sure right now, honestly.
Oh, yeah, Sons of Anarchy, though, that's a freaking hard-hitting show. I loved it. I never missed a episode when it was on, you know, weekly on FX, man. I don't know, the characters on there, how they're just, like, badass, like, just start shooting stuff, get on the bikes, take off. Not really, you know.
Yeah, great acting,
too. Don't give two Fs, you know.
I think it's got the best ending to any series I've ever seen, because that's always, like, the issue, I think, with a show is, like, how to end it. It's always hard. Like, you got such good shows, like, I'm a big Game of Thrones fan, and although I don't dislike the ending as much as everyone went off about it, like, I think it was just a bit rushed and it could have been better. So it's just, endings are a hard thing. And I think Sons of Anarchy was like the perfect bookend to a series I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. Like, just the way, you know, what happened to Jack's dad and how the Jax went out there at the end. You know, he cleaned up everything. And then said goodbye. You know what I mean? Like, he finished everyone off.
Perfect. Yeah, no loose ends. Literally last episode, he's like, I'll take care of this, and I'm out.
And the club is legit. Not to spoil it for anyone, you know, a lot of people may be watching it for the first time. So, but, you know, yeah, that's been some badass shit there, you know. And Breaking Bad, that the ending on that was fabulous, too.
Yeah, that's another good one.
You both seen that?
I ran through it once already. I definitely got to run through it again. That's up there on one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, man. It's like, my wife just started the other day. I came home, and I was like, two episodes in already, and she's like, oh, should we watch some? I was like, no, just keep it going. You know, I'm gonna watch a couple more for it. Yeah. It's like, should we turn this off and go to bed? I'm like, maybe we should start one more. You know, it's that kind of thing. Like, you know, there's always something to leave you hanging for the next episode.
Yeah, the very first time I watched that show, I think it was like one of the latest I'd ever stayed up. I literally think I stayed up till like 8 a.m. Because I started watching the first episode at like 3 in the morning. And then it was just like, well, another one. Oh, another one. Oh, another one.
Yeah.
Another show like that was 24. Either of you guys ever watch that?
No, I never seen that one.
No. I haven't. I've seen like what the premise is about, but I've never sat down and watched a full episode.
Oh man, it's another one of those shows, you know, and you're just like, oh, gotta start the next one, and then it's like, again, it's midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, you're like, I gotta know.
That's like done on like a 24-hour kind of thing.
So each, there's 24 like episodes. Each episode is an hour. Or, you know, a couple times they did a two-hour episode or whatever. But, yeah, that's the old premise of it. And Kiefer Sutherland is amazing. You know, after about three seasons, it kind of burns out because then it kind of turns into the same thing. But those first few seasons were hot. I recommend that. And another, since we're talking TV shows a little bit, another one I'll recommend if you haven't seen it is The Shield.
Shield, okay.
I heard that one's good.
Oh, dude, you got to check that one out. It's Michael Chiklis, the big bald guy. And he's like, they're cops, but they're not exactly the cleanest cops. And he's got his buddies with them. And that's a good one to binge on. You'll pick that one up and just kind of.
Yeah, I always like those stories.
What about you guys, other than the ones we talked about? What's some of your favorite shows of all time that you could still put on today and just be like, yeah, this is great?
I mean, for me, I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan since I've been like a child. So I literally have been watching like some of their movies and stuff. And, Dragon Ball Z, I don't know, anything like medieval, so I like Vikings, kind of, like always been a big Lord of the Rings fan, so that's why I like Game of Thrones, Vikings, so kind of my favorite shows.
Yeah, for me, we've kind of already touched on all of them, like Sons of Anarchy is literally my favorite show of all time. I think I've run through it four times already.
Jeez.
And, Yeah, no, and then Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, those ones are up there. And, I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan.
I've only ever watched one episode of Game of Thrones.
Really?
Oh, it gets crazy. That show is like, I don't know, I feel like when people watch it, like sometimes they're like, oh, it starts off slow. And I'm like, well, sure, like the very first season's pretty slow, but I don't know. To me, by the end, the finale of season one, I was like, okay, this show's insane.
Yeah, I think I killed it for my wife just because I would never watch it. I'd be like, oh, you go ahead and watch it. But she likes to watch shows together and stuff. So it's like,
yeah,
she kind of just stopped and she didn't watch the last couple, three seasons either. So
yeah, no, it's a little slow to get into, like Miles said, but I mean, the character development in it, that's probably why. But it picks up, and it's one of those shows where it just leaves you hanging at the end of each episode.
Well, I'm a big Star Wars fan, too, so I know they got like a live-action show coming out. The Mandalorian was really good. So
you got your Disney Plus then. Did you watch Rise of Skywalker already on there? It just dropped this last week on there.
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, that's good. Did you see it in the theater?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, just checking. Really, just checking. Yeah, that was a good one, too. We still got to watch it. We haven't gotten around to it yet either on there. I think we started it, but then it was like kind of late, so we went to bed. But, yeah, that was good stuff, too. And The Mandalorian, that was phenomenal. I think they got a Mandalorian behind-the-scenes thing on there right now that they just dropped this last week, too, so you can kind of see how everything was made. And I just heard Boba Fett is going to be in Season 2. Spoiler.
Yeah, I read that yesterday, too.
Nice.
Not much news to miss on the news feeds on social media right now since we got so much time, right? Like, oh, yeah, saw that too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking of TV, how about TV wrestling, man? What do you guys think watching it without people in the stands? I'm not trying to bash one company or another, but AEW seems to do a really good job of it somehow where it's kind of interesting. Where to me, when I watch some of the WWEs like Raw and SmackDown, it just comes off, not all of it, but some. Well, just comes off more boring to me. I don't know why. What are you guys' thoughts on wrestling with no fans and these empty arena shows?
I agree personally. I think like even just the minor amount of people, like they use their wrestlers as the crowd, and it's kind of like adds this little entertaining aspect of it itself. Because I don't know, WWE just like they don't even acknowledge anything's different. It's just like, okay, we're wrestling, there's no crowd, like we're not even acknowledging that there's no crowd. I don't know. It's just, it's a bit weird. I think I like skipped a few weeks because I just was like, I don't know. Like I tried watching it and I was like, I don't know. I just wasn't really like that entertaining to me. I just watched Raw and SmackDown this week for like the first time in a few weeks. It was all right. I was just kind of like, all right, I need to just kind of focus on like the wrestling and I don't know. It's like Drew McIntyre's big countdown for his finisher. Like it's just weird. Like there's no crowd. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with Miles on the AEW using their wrestlers as a crowd. That just kind of makes it different and a little more interactive. And just, yeah, how WWE seems to just not acknowledge that they don't have a crowd for the most part and just trying to keep things running like business as usual. It's definitely been hard to watch. I mean, it's not as exciting. Like, I watched WrestleMania, obviously. I'm sure a lot of people did. And I mean, they, for what, obviously the Boneyard and the Firefly Funhouse, I mean, that got a lot of talk and stuff. And it's good, but I don't know. I can't get into it.
I won't lie, though. I'll definitely be watching Money in the Bank tonight. It just sounds very strange and unique, the concept of it. I'm like, this is going to be a strange... Although I heard, like, a rumor that it's, like, going to be filmed throughout the show. Mm. And I heard that too. Like, where it's, like, a match. Now let's cut back to what's happening at Money in the Bank. Like, and I was like, oh, I wish it was just... start to finish, like, chaos.
That could and, be... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And just the fact that the men's and women's are going on at the same time. I was like, this match is just crazy.
It might just be a little too much at one time. Like, if you're kind of... There's so many people in one match, right? In one of these matches.
Yeah.
That you should just be concentrating on all the different things they're doing instead of being like, oh, okay, we'll tune over here for another 10 minutes and then come back and something totally different's going on that you didn't even see. You know, that's... I don't know, that's a little strange, but I don't know. I won't be watching it. I actually got rid of my network a few weeks ago with the whole Florida and, you know, all that stuff going on down there. That's just my personal thing. That's just me. But
yeah, fair enough.
But the Boneyard, I thought that was really, really good for what it was. The way they filmed that and, you know, Anderson and Gallows being in it and just, I don't know. I just thought that was really, really great because it wasn't, you know, Dead Man Undertaker. It was more of the American Badass a bit, you know. So I thought that was great. That was the best thing they did on that whole thing.
I agree.
Yeah. No, sure, hands down.
I didn't understand the Firefly thing. That's just me.
That, it was just, yeah, it was funny. Like, I'll give it that.
And some of the other things on AEW I thought they're doing good is their vignettes. Like, when they have Jake the Snake Roberts, like, just sitting somewhere, and he's just giving a promo on that guy he brought in and, you know, talking about Cody Rhodes and stuff, that just, he's still... makes my hair stand up, gives me the goosebumps when that when Jake the Snake Roberts is doing his thing.
Yeah, he's a legend in the promo game for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it feels like there's more like online buzz after Dynamite is finished. Like, the, you know, they had the one episode where they debuted Matt Hardy and Brody Lee.
Oh yeah,
and that had a lot of buzz after, and the one episode where Britt Baker got busted open, like, that went viral after, and nothing like that seems to come out of Raw or SmackDown anymore.
No, man, but let's see here. So TV wrestling, but, you know, other wrestling, man, on IWTV and some of the other ones, man. What's so cool, and I got to talk to The Natural and Scotty Mack about it last week, man, all the ballroom brawls, ECCW, pretty much have dropped on there, man. How you guys been watching some of that stuff, and how cool is that?
I haven't caught too much of it yet. I meant to. I feel like I'm always, like, I know it's just there on demand, but I want to catch one when everyone's, like, doing the watchers and stuff. So, mm-hmm. But I've seen most of them live, so I know, like, I think there's maybe, like, 3 or something or 4 I haven't seen, but they're like the best shows I've ever been to live. It's just a very good atmosphere. Personally, I've always thought the best wrestling crowds are 19 plus and a bunch of drunk people, so and that's what that is.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked on it. I mean, it brings a lot of new eyes to a lot of talented people up here who, you know, haven't had this many eyes on them ever, and it's well deserved. I think it's overdue. But again, you got a silver linings through all this chaos, and this seems to be one of them.
Well, what's really awesome is, like, pretty much all the Northwest promotions are on there now. You can see WAC, you can see ECC Dub, POW, DOA, Prestige, 5CC, Defy, and you know, we get to see all the Northwest talent, all the talent that gets brought in for these shows, man. So more and more people are going to see it, see what's going on out here, and I think that's a cool thing for yourselves and for as pros and for the fans like me. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, 100%. I'm loving that all the promotions are on there now, so it's great exposure.
Yeah. Oh, it's like I said, it's overdue for this area, and I'm glad they're all on there, all kind of at the same time, and now the rest of the world can see all the talent up here. It's, I mean, there's tons.
Tons and tons and tons of talent. Have you guys find any other promotions on there that you're kind of watching around on IWTV that really grab you?
I haven't watched too much of it yet, so not yet personally for me, but like, I mean, I'm already pretty aware of like the indie circuit. Like I watch quite a bit of it in general, just random matches online and stuff here and there. So not as much lately for some reason. I don't know why. Especially because I have like all the time in the world, but I used to be like really finger on the pulse with it. So
yeah, no, I've been just trying to catch up on the previous WAC shows, the Defy shows, and the ballrooms that I haven't seen. So no, I've just been watching the local companies and trying to keep a finger on the pulse around here and see what everyone's been doing.
Oh man, so just kind of been hanging out, doing all that kind of stuff. Dude, let's get to it. You've been, speaking of doing some stuff in that garage, man, you've had a few things you've put up on Twitter for us, this Bag of Mania series, man. Tell us how this all began and came into your head.
I wish I could tell you.
Diary of a Madman.
Yeah. It honestly has just taken a life of its own. Like I said, I was working out in my garage. I saw the bag in there, and I just thought it'd be funny if I did a 2020 themed highlight video of me just hitting like all my signature moves, because you know nobody's wrestling, so what kind of highlight video are you gonna get out of 2020? And when I posted it, it just took off with the comments. People were, you know, saying the bags don't hit back, and you know, I was rooting for the bag, and hopefully the next time the bag has your number. So I just kind of, that just kind of sparked an idea of, well, why doesn't the bag hit back? And yeah, I just rolled with it. Honestly, it just kind of goes back to like, honestly, pro wrestling 101 of just listening to the audience. You know, the only audience I have right now is online, and they wanted more of it, so I ran with it, put the second one out. The second one, you know, it got, I forget how many thousands of views, but yeah, that one took off. So I was like, well, now we need a rubber match, you know, every story needs an ending. Can't end it at 1-1, so I went with the whole Bag of Mania 3 thing, and that just, yeah, like I said, it just took on a life of its own.
And then Parm was on one of these in a ref thing, wasn't he? He got filmed into there somehow.
Yeah, yeah, Parm was in Bag of Mania 2. He cost me the match. If he didn't sneak his way into that video and make the count, you know.
Mm-hmm. It was almost like the 24/7 ref came out of nowhere.
Yeah, right. You know, everybody up here, you know, Parm's well known as probably the most popular ref up in the Vancouver area. So, yeah, I just thought it'd be a great addition. I knew it would get a good reaction, and yeah.
Well, tell us, man. You just didn't have Bag of Mania 3. You had like, this was a, it looks like a no DQ ladder match. There was the championship above the cement floor in the garage there hanging up, man. That was so cool that you came up with all, you just come up with that on the fly, or just kind of like, yeah, I'll set these chairs up, this table, break some shit.
Yeah, well, I broke the table in the first one. And then the second one, I believe the bag used a chair on me. So as a wrestling fan, I was just like, well, this, you know, chairs and tables are in. So this has to be a TLC match for the third one.
You know, I love how the table broke perfectly, that you can just continuously put it back together and reuse it.
What? That is a brand new table every time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Get them delivered from Costco?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Where were we?
We were just talking about the filming of it, the weapons, the...
So I knew it had to be, like, the third one was getting hyped up for weeks, so I knew it had to be big. And I just said, in a tweet, that it was going to be a TLC match, and that was before I even kind of, like, finalized it. So, once that was out there, I knew I had to stick to it. And then I knew I needed some backup going into the third one, because I knew Parm was up there lurking. So that's when I turned to my good old buddy Miles.
So, you know, next you might have to have a tag match.
Well, you know what?
Two bags.
Kind of what we were planning to do if we were supposed to do this podcast right after Bagmania 3. And that's when I wanted to drop the challenge to the bag and that sneaky panda. Me and Miles versus the two of them.
Uh-oh. And is this going to be Bagmania 4? Or you could even call it Summer Bag of Slam or, you know, anything like that.
Summer Bag of Slam. You know what? I toyed with the idea of a summer-themed bag event, but I don't know. I think Bagmania is a brand now. I think it's Bagmania 4.
Well, you got shirts, you know, so you got to do it, man.
Yeah, shirts will be in at the end of May.
Can people still order those? Or is that just a one-time ordering?
I only ordered 16, and 10 were like pre-ordered by people. Nice. So I'm only going to have 6 when they show up. But then I believe I'm going to put a kind of variant on our Pro Wrestling Tees store.
Oh, there you go. Get it up on Pro Wrestling Tees. A lot of... the wrestlers around here are dropping up a bunch of stuff on there. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, why not? It's a great platform to use for us. So.
Well, hey, man, do we want to fire this up, real? You know, it's a minute 58 seconds long. I've got it pulled up here. I went to your Twitter account, Sebastian. It's your pinned tweet. I've got it zeroed in. Do you guys got it up? What's that?
Yeah, I've got it zeroed up here.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, zero it out, and then I'll give us a countdown. Or Sebastian, you give us a countdown. Do the 3, 2, 1, and play, and when you say play, we'll all hit play.
All right, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yep. All right, 3, 2, 1.
All right, here we go. You guys give us some commentary on this.
All right, well, I just dropped the bag. Me and Miles started the match. Boom, there's a steel chair.
Mm.
Ooh, there we go.
Get hurt. There's Miles.
Like you hurt the elbow.
Coaching. Oh. Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, you're coaching in Miles. Oh, no.
I was trying to tell you to turn around.
Oh, big drop kick.
Boom.
Oh, savage. Oof. Okay.
I can't believe you got up after this. The F5 on the ladder?
There we go. Wow.
Climb.
Looks rough trying to climb that ladder.
Bag comes out of nowhere.
How did you get up after that 3-foot fall?
How do you learn to fall off a 3-foot ladder?
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Table.
Right, tables.
Brand new table right there.
Get the table.
Now this hurt.
You're almost there. Oh, no. Boom.
Oh, bag bottom on a steel chair. Oh. I think I broke a rib there, not going to lie.
There we go.
Oh.
Miles with the interference. Always has my back.
Springboard dropkick.
Beautiful. Picture
perfect. All right, here we go.
And here's my tribute to Shawn Michaels.
I hate you.
Slow motion.
Boom. straight on. Then the slow climb to the top.
One way or another, I knew I'd be a champion.
The child's dream has come true.
And then I'm telling that back. Yeah, Miles told me to put to him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who is that?
Oh, panned out of nowhere.
I was in shock. I couldn't. I just stand there and watched it happen. You know, I couldn't even.
And that's the end of it.
I mean, the panda had a steel chair. It's from behind. You know, one on one to our faces. I want them.
So Bagamani 4, tag team match. Any stipulations? What are you guys gonna do it on the rooftop? You know.
Boneyard match. Yeah.
Yeah,
quarantine Kumite.
Kumite? Actually, I was toying with the idea of polling the fans to see what kind of match stipulation they wanted.
There you go. Get some interaction going on.
Back to that Taboo Tuesday. Yeah, no, I believe Bagamania should be airing on May 23rd.
May the 23rd. You heard it right here on the Bigfoot Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Now that's the breaking news you got.
Breaking news, and I'll post that and tell people they're going to have to listen in and get the news right there.
Showcase of the Eternals.
Showcase of the Eternals.
Oh, man, do you who's filming all this for you? Who's your cameraman? You want to give him any credit?
My cameraman switches between my girlfriend and my cat tree.
The cat tree, awesome.
My cat tree makes a pretty solid tripod.
Aren't you worrying said cat might jump in and take out your camera?
No, because he's not in the garage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's where one of my cats hangs out. So.
He could jump in. I mean...
The Ross climb the ladder, cat just attacks you out of nowhere.
Oh, man.
I would hope the cat's on our side.
So, guys, there's been a little talk, I think, the last couple days going on. Who woulda, who coulda, who was going to win the big Without a Cause tag team championships, the inaugural champs, you know. I saw some stuff going back and forth. You know, what are your thoughts on that match not happening and what really would happen if that match has happened or when it's going to happen?
I mean, I think most of the people know. I've seen a lot of Uncrowned Champs posts, so the people know what's up. I think it would have been a great match. It would have been a war, but yours truly, me and Big Wolf over here, we're coming out on top. But hopefully when this pandemic ends, we can get to run it and show everybody what's up.
Yeah. Hopefully, but definitely gonna push for that. Those guys got off easy. Everybody knows that match is the match to crown the first ever Without a Cause tag team champions. The Strays have all the talent in the world, but I know me and Miles were going into that to steal the show, take those titles home, and to prove a point. You know, we're hungrier than they are.
100%.
Nice. But just on a serious note, man, how disappointed were you guys, man? All of a sudden, you guys were about a week from that match, and it just got pulled and all the other bookings, man. That just probably had to deflate the hell out of you guys, right?
Yeah, definitely. That was probably, like, the biggest match of my career so far. So it was just, like, I was super excited to go into it and really like wrestling at Without a Cause. It's a great promotion. Great fans there. And... I don't know. It's just, yeah, basically what you said. Definitely deflating for sure.
Yeah, I was crushed. to be straightforward, that sucked. Icky and Beef, they really are extremely talented. Two of the fastest rising names in this territory. I truly believe we would have stole the show. Like Miles said, I know for sure that was the biggest match of my young career. I think next week it's been a year for me. So, you know, within 9 months, I was getting a title shot at this hot promotion without a cause, you know, and yeah, it was going to be the main event. There was a lot of check marks. I could have checked off my goals list this year just in that one match.
Well, as fans, you know, we're super disappointed. We're not seeing the shows, seeing you guys perform and doing your best and, you know, risking your bodies to entertain the rest of us, man. So I'm sorry that things ain't been going good for you guys. I know it, or, you know, takes kind of a financial hit, too, to some of you, you know. And so, man, we just can't wait. I'm speaking for the fans until we get to see all of you and all of your friends back in the ring doing your thing, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hopefully that's sooner rather than later, but I'm kind of got the hope for the best, expect the worst mentality towards it right now. So,
yeah, and I just got to correct you. I still am risking my body in my garage.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's all good. Appreciate that, though. Yeah.
You're all, you know, you, Miles, the Panda, Parm, you know, the bag. All just, you know, putting your lives at risk in that garage there. It's pretty low ceiling. You got to be careful.
It is. It is.
Like, you better not bring a luchador or something in there, man. You know.
I mean, I got a couple luchador masks in this room right now. You don't know what could happen.
I don't know. Be careful. That garage door looked like you could go right through it. Looks like the same garage door I got to my right. That's why I know. But, but guys, man, you know, didn't want to leave it on a little disappointing note there, you know, kind of a down, oh, can't wrestle. But man, Bagamania 4, man, you going to do a pre-order t-shirt? You going to check on that? You going to check with the fans, man? Let us know.
Yeah, I'm going to check with the fans, see what they kind of want for a match, and yeah, then I'll let everyone know what the match is, and like I said, May 23rd, it should go up. So check it out.
All right, guys, before we head off for the rest of this day, it happens to be as we're recording this Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day, belated Mother's Day when this comes out. But, dude, you guys got any final thoughts on anything you want to say before we head off? You know, it's my thing I do every week on this show at the very end. Final thoughts.
My final thought for, I guess, is just, I guess like a message to a lot of people to stay positive out there. You know, I see some people kind of, getting depressed over this and kind of, stuck in like a rut, not doing much. I mean, just kind of keep going forward, keep working out, trying to better yourself. There's a lot of time. So I know I've, actually been getting in pretty good shape. So like use my time wisely. So my message is to just use this time wisely to better yourself in any way that you can.
That was beautiful. Sebastian?
Yeah. Stay positive. Stay motivated. You know, don't waste this time. This will probably never happen again that we're going to have this much free time, so make the most of it. Watch Bagamania 4. Buy a t-shirt. Make sure you follow me and Miles on all our social medias. And, yeah, keep calling out the strays and letting them know that we're the uncrowned without a cause tag team champions. First ever.
And that was beautiful, too. It's also on my final thought. I want everyone to know we did this at a social distancing, and I'm wearing a mask right now. No, I'm not wearing a mask. Sorry. Anyway, guys, have a good rest of your day. Hope you enjoy it. It's nice out, and, man, we'll talk again soon if we can't see you any sooner, you know what I mean?
Sure. Well, thanks for having us again, man.
This episode recorded at the Bigfoot headquarters. This has been a Swagamore production.